So the pasuk says that the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, his yatzvu uru'u es Yeshua Hashem. Stand up straight and see Yeshua Hashem. Why does he have to say his yatzvu? Why don't he just say ru'u es Yeshua Hashem? Wait, everybody say wait, hamtinu, wait, and you'll see Yeshua Hashem. Why does he have to say his yatzvu? Moshe told Klal Yisrael, al tiro, don't be scared. His yatzvu uru'u es Yeshua Hashem. Stand straight and you'll see the Yeshua of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why? What was the point that Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to say? There is a fundamental yesod that we learn from this pasuk. The concept is like this. The Dumna Magid says that we find that when Klal Yisrael went to Melchama, they warned Klal Yisrael not to be scared. So the Dumna Magid, what do you mean? What's wrong with them being scared? They didn't win the Melchama with physical might. They won the Melchama because of their schusim. They deserve to win the Melchama. So let's say they're scared. Who cares? They'll still win the Melchama. They deserve to win. If they deserve to win the Melchama, they deserve to win it. They're going to win it anyway. Zog to Dumna Magid, even if a person deserves something, if he's scared and he has pachad, he will chas v'shalom not get it. The Rebbeinu Shem only sends something to a person. He says very sharp lashon. He says, "May oylam leisava Yeshua alev mefached." A Yeshua will never come to a person that's scared. Veloy ma'pala alev shalev, and a ma'pala will never ever come. A person will never have a nefila if he's calm. If a person has betachin and he doesn't get scared, the Rebbeinu Shem will never send him a ma'pala. So how does Moshe send the person ma'pala? He sends him some news. The doctor said something. This person says all of a sudden everybody gets terrified, and then you know what happens? Rechmal tzadik comes. But if a person helps back and says, no, it's not going to happen. His yatzvu, zok Moshe Rabbeinu, al tiro. Don't be scared. You want to get your Yeshua? Al tiro. His yatzvu stands strong. His yatzvu means to stand strong. Uru'u es Yeshua es Hashem. We have to repeat to ourselves when we hear Rechmal tzadik bad news. We say, his yatzvu, uru'u es Yeshua es Hashem. If we stand strong, we will see the Yeshua es Hashem. A lady sent an email yesterday that Rechmal tzadik, she was listening to yesterday's shir. She's going through a difficult time. Her husband didn't give her a get for 8 years. She got married to Kechizik because now she sees it's not her husband, it's the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have to remember, if you want to get a Yeshua, you have to have that Chizik. His Yatzvu, remember, it's not her husband, it's not the person that's making the tzar, it's not the doctor, it's the Rebbeinu Shalom. And if you're his Yatzvu, you'll be Hashem be Zeichet to see Uru es Yeshua es Hashem, Asher Yaseh Lochem Hayoyim. He will do it for you today, as long as you're his yatzu, as long as you don't get shvach, as long as you don't say, oy, veiz mir, what's going to be his yatzu, and then Bez Hashem, we should be zeichet to be his yatzu, uru'u es Yeshua es Hashem, asher yaseh lechem, hayoyim, Yeshua es, refuas, and achamis, amen, amen.